Epstein indictment alleges sex with 14-year-old, Trump labor secretary cut financiera deal. Written by R. Court Kirkwood. Monday, July 8, 2019. The indictment of Jeffrey Epstein, the billionaire financier arrested for sex crimes against minors on Saturday, details a sordid criminal sexual career made possible only because of his wealth and willing helpers. The federal grand jury's indictment alleges that Epstein paid minor girls to have sex, and that some of Epstein's employees and associates, unnamed in the indictment, helped procure the victims. The scenes of the sex crimes were Epstein's 21,000-square-foot townhouse in Manhattan and his estate in Palm Beach, Florida. Prosecutors charged Epstein with sex trafficking of minors as young as 14. The latest charges are part of a story reaching back years and involving Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, and Prince Andrew. The indictment. The indictment alleges that from about 2002 through 2005, Epstein enticed and recruited, and caused to be enticed and recruited, minor girls to visit the two homes, engage in sex acts with him, after which he would give the victims hundreds of dollars in cash. The indictment also alleges that Epstein paid the victims to become recruiters, i.e., to find more victims. The Wall Street financier created a vast network of underage victims for him to sexually exploit. Epstein knew the girls were minors, the indictment alleges, and were, for various reasons, often particularly vulnerable to exploitation. He intentionally sought out minors and knew they were minors because they told him. But Epstein didn't act alone. He had employees and associates who facilitated his conduct by, among other things, contacting victims and scheduling their sexual encounters, how it worked. Victims were initially recruited to provide massages to Epstein, which would be performed nude or partially nude, would become increasingly sexual in nature, and would typically include one or more sex acts, the indictment alleges. Epstein not only paid the victims hundreds of dollars in cash for each encounter, but also incentivized his victims to become recruiters by paying these victim recruiters hundreds of dollars for each girl that they brought to him, which maintained a steady supply of new victims to exploit. Here's what typically happened. When a victim arrived at the New York residence, she typically would be escorted to a room with a massage table, where she would perform a massage on Epstein. The victims, who were as young as 14 years of age, were told to partially or fully undress before beginning the massage. During the encounter, Epstein would escalate the nature and scope of physical contact with his victim to include, among other things, sex acts such as groping and direct and indirect contact with the victim's genitals. Epstein typically would also masturbate during these sexualized encounters, ask victims to touch him while he masturbated, and touch victims' genitals with his hands or with sex toys. The indictment alleges that Epstein directed employees and associates, including a New York-based employee, to arrange the encounters. Recruiters routinely scheduled these encounters through the same employee, who sometimes asked the recruiters to bring a specific minor girl. Epstein created a similar network of minor girls to victimize in Palm Beach, Florida. The indictment alleges that Epstein abused three victims over a period of years with the help of at least two employees. Clinton, Trump, and Prince Andrew. The indictment is causing something of a controversy for the Trump administration because the president's Secretary of Labor, Andrew Acosta, then a federal prosecutor, cut a deal in 2008 that let Epstein escape federal charges for similar crimes. Instead, he pleaded to state charges and registered as a sex offender. He served a short jail sentence that included work release, the New York Times reported. Though Trump has denied a close friendship with Epstein and zero knowledge of his crimes, one of Epstein's victims, who worked at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach, has alleged that she was recruited not only to give Epstein massages but also have sex with prominent lawyer Alan Dershowitz, Epstein's attorney. Dershowitz, who vehemently denied the charge, called the woman a liar, and invited her to sue him for defamation. She did that in April. Trump has admitted knowing Epstein well. "I've known Jeff for 15 years," Trump told New York Magazine in 2002. "Terrific guy. He's a lot of fun to be with. It is even said that he likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them are on the younger side. No doubt about it, Jeffrey enjoys his social life. He enjoyed that social life with Bill Clinton," Fox News divulged in 2016. Clinton, the network reported, flew on Epstein's Lolita Express more at 26 times and ditched his Secret Service detail on 5 of them. Epstein was also pals with Britain's Prince Andrew. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.